Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel on board the USS Hephaestus Station. And today, we're going on a field trip into the outer rim of our inexplicably massive space station. The commander made it abundantly clear we should keep to the central hub, which means there are all these rooms in the outer rim that no one's ever been to. Until today. Are you ready to boldly go where no man has probably gone before? Not gonna wait for your response because, well, recording. So let's go on the adventure of a lifetime. All right, adventure of a... Oh, it's just kind of a room. Nothing in here. Super gray. Whew. All right, adventure of a... It's another empty room. How exciting! Alright, adventure of a... God damn, really? Is there anything in any of these rooms? Ugh. Huh. Wait a minute. There might be something in that... just a different shade of gray paint on the wall. Well, folks, this whole adventure of a... What the... Was that the door? Is that the locked door? We seem to be having some technical difficulties, but never fear. I'm sure we'll figure this out in no time. I'll give it 2 hours. Tops. I'm hungry. I didn't have breakfast this morning. It's been 5 hours, but okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'm sure someone noticed I'm missing, and help is on the way. Help is on the... You know what it's like to be in a room with nothing in it? It's been 10 hours and I... Oh, God. What was that? What was that sound? Were those footsteps? Wait. There are no footsteps in space. Ugh, I think I'm finally starting to crack up. Yeah, definitely starting to... You know, at first I didn't appreciate this slightly different shade of gray on the wall. But 18 hours later, it's really speaking to me. No, like, actually speaking to me. Like, wait, what's that gray spot? You want me to kill everyone? You want me to kill everyone with a... Okay, that got a little weird. But... My very dear listeners, you'll be glad to hear I am no longer speaking with the gray spot on the wall. Because to be honest, he's a bad influence. But we've reached an understanding. Mostly that this is where I die because no one's coming for me. So, now, in this, my final will and testament, I bequeath all my guess I don't exactly have my my bones! My very valuable bones to this gray spot on the wall in this empty room, because no one is coming to say-
Eiffel, what are you doing in here?
Oh, thank God! Dr. Hilbert, how did you find- wait, how did you open the door?
I simply pulled and door opens.
That's exactly what I've been trying to do!
Did you try pushing?
I don't have to answer that. I've been trapped in here for 36 hours. You have no idea what that does to a person.
Eiffel, you have been gone for 19 minutes.
How about this? You never mention any of this ever again to anyone, and I don't ask you what you're doing on this part of the station.
Agreed.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Eggers didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
He thought it was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
Everyone hold on to something. I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
Spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.
Fathom, the first season of Derelict. Listen wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at derelictpodcast.com.